I should probably start by saying I have to apologize for most of you, because the words I want to say really are to the graduating class. The rest of you can listen in, but it's really meant for them. And there's a reason for that, as I think you'll find out as I go through this. Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. The book of the law here doesn't just simply refer to the Ten Commandments. It refers to Scripture itself. And don't let it depart from your law, from your mouth, so that the book of the law is always there. What's that mean? Well, it means that you are to spend a great deal of time in studying the Word, not just to prepare for sermons and for teaching, Bible class, but for your own heart and mind too. Concentrate on the things that really matter for your own spiritual life. Don't be afraid to spend time that's just dedicated to your needs. Why? Because you're going to need it. There is, in fact, a part of you that's going to need to be fed. Now, you'll be fed as you prepare for each sermon, but there is still a need that you need to spend some time with that Word. Not once in a while, but daily. And to meditate upon the Word. It is, in fact, a very important thing to do. I have to admit, when graduation came, I was a little disappointed. Not because I was sad that school was over. It was a great time of joy. I thoroughly enjoyed having the completion behind me. But the truth is, I really expected to know more. And I didn't. I really thought like I knew quite a bit when I started, but by the time I left, I wasn't so sure I knew much of anything. And I lived in mortal fear that the people were going to discover just how stupid I really was. So I tried to hide all the time. Well, the reality is that they really don't expect you to know everything. You've been taught how to do it. Now you go out and do it. The reality is there's no way you're going to know everything. And to expect to do that isn't really possible. But I have to admit, I did. I thought when I would graduate, I would have all the answers. Well, I surely didn't. I don't suspect you don't either. Well, don't be afraid to admit that. When you're asked a question you can't readily answer, say, let me check that. Because you should have the resources to be able to check it. Don't try to bluff your way through. It won't work that well. Even if you spend your time constantly on the Word, there'll still be things that you will need to know. I've been at it for quite a while now, and I'm learning day by day. I have not gotten to anywhere near where I'd like to be. Even my aspirations when I graduated haven't been met yet. So the truth is, you're going to be constantly in that process. So that you may be careful to do what is in fact according to the will of God. Don't be afraid to learn what has happened before you. History is very important. Now, I have to admit I have a bias here, but I think it's a healthy bias. I have had the opportunity of being able to serve Zion Columbia City for the last 15 years, and I'm very thankful for that. But you need to understand a little bit about that church's background to understand the church. The reality is that it was one of those places that Wieneken went to and sent students there regularly. They love the seminary. And of course, they have thoroughly enjoyed being the place for field workers in the years thereafter as the seminary has returned again. The truth, of course, is that that's a lot to do with that particular church. The church where you go will in fact have its own history. And that unique history is very important. You need to be very aware of where it has come from. Also be aware that very soon you will also be history. What do I mean by that? Each of you are temporary. Think of it in terms of the view of the long picture. The reality is none of us lasts very long. We need to be aware of those who've come before us and also those who will come after us. And you need to be found faithful in that process. Faithful for those who come after you in terms of the kinds of records you leave. Not only in terms of the physical records, but in terms of the way in which you handle the lives of people. In a loving, caring way. Do the kind of faithful work that will, in fact, be a blessing for those who follow you. And there's a part of this passage that I'm sure many people would cringe at. And you will be successful. You will be prosperous. And of course, frequently we hear the exclamation that we're not called for success, we're called to be faithful. And surely you are called to be faithful. But success is of the Lord too. I know absolutely no way for a church to be status quo. It is required that churches grow. And the Lord wants them to grow. And one thing that I've discovered in my own self is that sometimes I can get in the way. So I'd encourage you to not be in the way of the power of the Holy Spirit. Allow it to grow. Every type of church does, in fact, grow. Urban churches can grow. Suburban churches can grow. And small town churches can grow. In fact, it is God's will for them to grow. Now, I will admit the Old Testament prophets may not have been called to success. They were called to be faithful. And there may be times when you might be called to preside over a declining situation. But I think for the most part, that isn't the will of God. The will is that you are, in fact, to preside over the power of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit does his work. And you're there to not get in the way, but to be blessed by the Holy Spirit and to be used by the Holy Spirit. Be strong and be courageous. Remember who it is you follow. You are, in fact, a disciple of Jesus. Jesus gives you courage because Jesus had courage. Think of his ministry. Can you ever find a time in the history of his time on the earth when he showed that he was afraid or timid? You have the same ability to be courageous. Now, physical strength is very helpful. It's a good thing. But the real strength that matters isn't what's physical. It's what is emotionally and spiritually. And that power is of the Lord. Now, when you look at the circumstances of your life, there are going to be many times when that's going to be challenged. And the reason why it's challenged is the fact that we live in a world that is often filled with all kinds of fears. Do you have to give in to the fears? Not really. You can be quite different. Be courageous enough to not take yourself all that seriously. Is that easy? Not particularly, but it's important. When I was installed in my first church by Henry Nierman, who was president of the Wyoming district, he said as a text that you probably all are aware of, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." Now that's the King James Version, but you know how it goes. And a merry heart does do good. Be courageous enough to be like Jesus and be strong. Be strong because he's strong. Not because you're strong, but because of what he can do. Let me give you another view of history here too. Henry Nierman was a 1929 graduate of St. Louis. Henry Nierman was taught his theology by Franz Pieper. And Franz Pieper was taught by Walther. Think about that. How much time is there really in these 160 years? Not very much. It's a quick period of time. View things from God's perspective, and you'll not only enjoy who you are, but you'll enjoy what you're doing. And you'll find reason to be confident, reason to be filled with joy. Don't be terrified. Part of the text. Now, as I look back at my life, there have been many periods of terror. When I started training, there were people building bomb shelters all over the country. I'm serious. In fact, some of my parents' closest friends were building bomb shelters. And the thing that was intriguing at the time was, who would you let into the bomb shelter in the event of nuclear holocaust? It became a party game. Kind of sad, isn't it? But it went on to other things. Rachel Carson's book, The Silent Spring, brought on the next one, not entirely by herself, but the ecological crisis. A crisis that had all kinds of hand-wringing and dire straits that were going to occur. And of course, some very positive things did come out of that, but the terror wasn't terribly helpful. There were people saying at that time and even before that time, can't have children because we're bringing them into such an evil, terrible world. What a short-sighted way to view life. And of course, it's gone on to other things. We worry about famines and epidemics and energy crises and global warming. And of course, the list goes on and on, all kinds of reasons to panic. Remember, terror shouldn't belong in your hearts. The reality is, you serve the one who's in charge. You serve the one who has every reason to expel terror from your heart. And remember who it is that Jesus is. And don't be afraid. Be courageous. Be strong. Send terror away, because you can, in fact, do that. Jesus is your companion. He promises to be with you, and he will be with you always. One thing I'd like to add, too. Don't be afraid to learn from the people you serve. I have to admit that I had a lot to learn. I was one of these 26-year-old wonders, so there's probably part of the reason there. But the reality is that there is much to be learned from people who've been in the church sometimes a good deal longer than we have. Now, in one case, I learned something from a teenager. I learned how to tithe from a teenager. Interesting. Use of the Lord. Now, obviously what had happened was he was trained by his parents. Well, there are people all around you that you can learn from. Respect them enough to learn from them, to grow from them. And you'll find that not only do they need you, and they do, but you need them too. Now, just to review here quickly, do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Just quickly, meditate on the word regularly, day by day. Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be terrified. Trust the Lord, and you will be blessed. You know what? Wherever you go, he's going to be there with you. And yes, even in East Overshue, Wyoming, which was the expression of my day, the reality was he went with us in every circumstance. He'll go with you too. May the Lord bless you and encourage you, give you that kind of strength, that kind of courage. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.